Hit it. Take it away, Andy.
Okay, let's do it. Let's really put an effort in tonight.
Yeah.
Let's really try.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Just for kicks and giggles.
Yep.
Just to see what happens.
Yeah.
We might like it.
We're trying to get a call from every time zone.
You think we need to start this quickly?
Well, I thought you wanted to really give it a go. I thought you wanted to actually try.
But don't we do a little foreplay first? Little interplay?
I'm a little mad at our foreplay writers. I feel like they're giving you the best material.
You mean AI and ChatGPT?
No. I was talking more about Stan and Mary. Are you paying them under the table or something? They don't seem to have any appreciation for me.
We're doing stuff under the table. Money is not changing hands.
What are you doing?
I really, really, really am uncomfortable talking about what I'm doing with my writers under the table. Is this how we try? Is this us trying?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
This is us trying.
This is horrible.
Yeah.
Hey, are you looking forward to the big record fair?
I am. It's this Saturday and Sunday. Andy, what time are you going to be there?
Where is it?
It's at the Metropolitan Pavilion, 125 West 18th Street.
I have a more interesting question.
Between 6th and 7th Avenues.
Why is it?
Oh, it's the biggest WFMU party of the year.
You're not allowed to say the word party and record fair.
Oh, yes, you are.
In the same sentence.
Yes, you
are. No, you are not.
You've been there. You knew. You were dancing.
See if you can, okay, see if you can talk me into going to the record fair. What's in it for me? Why should I go?
Well, I remember one time you came in incredibly
boring. No, thanks.
I was going to say you came in incredibly handy.
I did?
Yes, at a record fair.
You're mistaking me for anyone else.
You don't remember what happened when the Israeli band, the Monotonics, were playing, and they created this crazy scene where the band members were holding up the bass drum and the singer was standing on top of the bass drum.
Yeah.
And there was this huge crowd of people surrounding them.
They were breaking your no horseplay rule.
Yes, they were.
So you had me, wait, you deputized me?
And yeah, a dealer came up and threatened to beat me up.
Yeah.
And you were standing there next to me.
Yeah.
And you were curious about what this was all about.
Yeah.
And I pointed to the commotion. And you led me and the security people, you led us all over to this guy.
Yeah, no horseplay, that's what I said.
No.
What did I say?
It was amazing what you said.
What did I say?
You came up to him. And there were about 100 people surrounding him. People were going crazy.
Yeah.
You said, brother.
Yeah.
Brother.
Yeah.
This is not the way.
Did I really say something like that?
That is exactly what you said. And you brought.
Doesn't sound like me.
I know. It was really out of character.
And did he settle down?
Yes. For some reason, everybody obeyed you. It was the weirdest thing in the world.
You know the key?
What?
Calling people brother.
Yeah. I guess so. I never saw anything like that before.
I don't recall that, but that I don't know if that makes me want to return to the record fair. It sounds like it's just mayhem. It sounds out of control.
I think God meant you to be at the record fair.
Is there always some sort of event? Is there always some sort of problem?
Oh, there's always somebody breaking the no horseplay rule. Always.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Yeah.
Have you ever had to call the cops?
No.
Ever?
No.
At the record fair?
Nope. Never.
Yeah. No. So it's like Portland. It's no cops. No cops allowed.
Well, we
take care of our own, right?
Yeah, we have Andy. We have Andy Breckman.
I will enforce the no horseplay rule.
Good.
So you know what you should do?
What?
Like Sunday for 2 hours, it's free horseplay. It's run amok. This is it's enjoy your horseplay for 2 hours.
All right, we can do that Sunday morning, 10 a.m. to noon.
We'll call it the purge.
Yeah.
Get it out of your system. I won't be there.
Sunday morning, 10 a.m. to noon, horseplay.
Yeah, good luck.
Okay.
And what kind of things are for sale at the record fair?
Records.
Yeah.
Stephen Keen paintings.
I was so afraid of this.
WFMU tattoos. There's going to be a tattoo artist there giving WFMU tattoos for $20.
Wait, so real tattoos?
Yep, and one of them is a picture of you.
Real tattoos?
Yes, real tattoos.
Okay, anyone that gets a picture of me at the WFMU record fair, I will reimburse you. It's on me.
All right.
How can I?
That's great.
Can I give you some money and you can? How would I do that?
Give me the money.
Okay, I'll give you some money.
Yeah, give me the money.
How many tattoos do you anticipate I'll have to cover?
Three.
I'll need photographic proof. I'll need someone to take a picture.
$60.
Okay, I'll do it.
All right. Fantastic. So you can get a WFMU tattoo of Andy Breckman, and you don't even need to pay for it.
Yeah, it's on Andy Breckman.
Oh, that's great.
You know what? I'll give you $10. You won't. It's not. It'll be better than free. You'll make $10.
So you give me six.
I'll give you $30.
Oh, you got to give me $90.
Yes, I'm going to give you $90 to cover three tattoos.
All right. You're on, my friend.
There's an incentive. And then what do I do with people that have tattooed my face on them?
Oh, you have to join them for the under the table hijinks with your writers. I believe that's what you need to do.
Is it a permanent tattoo?
Oh yeah. What's it for?
Well, $10 is $10. That's what homeless Joe will tell his wife that night. Hey, honey, we're going to Wendy's.
Homeless Joe doesn't get into the record.
Hey, honey, two milkshakes at Wendy's on Uncle Andy. How'd you swing that, homeless Joe? Take a look at my butt. Take a look at the face on my butt.
I don't think homeless Joe goes to the record fair.
Not anymore. Hey. Yeah. What do you call those tattoos at the bottom of a woman's back? Those sexy little tattoos.
Tramp stamp?
Yeah, tramp stamp. Yeah. $20 if my face is your tramp stamp.
All right. Wow.
There you go.
So $10 for a regular Andy Breckman tattoo.
Yeah, anywhere on your human body.
$20 for a tramp stamp Andy Breckman tattoo. Nice.
That's $20. What can you get for $20?
A milkshake.
Yeah. You can go on the Staten Island Ferry all day. Back and forth?
I don't believe you can.
Oh, shut up. Now, would you like to get started on our little bet?
Well, just first tell us how your little TV show's going.
It's inexplicably going pretty well.
It's moving forward.
Yeah, inexplicably. Right. I can't explain it. I don't know what's going to happen.
Did you cast the female lead?
Oh, we forgot. Oh, shoot. We forgot to cast the female lead. Shoot. I've got to make some calls. Damn it. I knew there was something.
I keep reminding you.
Yes.
Like every week.
Okay. Shoot.
And I announce it on the air.
Okay.
You know, if there's any actresses out there looking for a gig.
Yes.
This explains
the little rubber band on my finger. Yeah. I was supposed to remember.
So tell us a little bit about the female lead that you're trying to cast. How old should the person be?
How old? Wait, I'm not casting it over the radio.
35?
No, the first person that calls gets cast in my...
All right, 201-209-9368.
We'll be the co-lead. We'll be co-starring on my show.
Do they have to be an AFTRA?
No.
No?
All they have to do, you know what the criteria is?
What?
They have to be able to dial 10 numbers on a phone. They have to remember 10 digits.
10 digits.
That's it.
Oh, these digits.
Yeah.
201.
Yeah.
209. Yeah. 9368.
That's all. The bar is pretty low these days for network TV.
But we're also looking for people in every time zone on Earth.
That's right. Ken and I have a bet. There's 24 time zones, obviously, right? Duh.
Not so obvious.
Wait, really? Really? But how could there be? Wait, they're 1 hour each and there's 24 hours in a day?
It's really a mess. I've been looking at time zone maps all day, and you'd be surprised. It's not as linear as you would expect.
I would have thought just 24 was the answer. But we're going to try. There are 24 time zones, more or less, I guess. Right, Ken? Will that satisfy you?
Yeah, more or less.
More or less. And Ken and I have a bet. Ken thinks that we can hear from people in 14 of the 24 time zones.
Here we go.
Right, Ken?
Here we go.
And, Ken, if you're wrong, if we don't hit 14, I get to spit down your throat.
No, you do not.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi there, you're on the air.
Oh, no, wait, let me rephrase it. May I?
No.
If we don't, if we end up short of 14, you think there's going to be 14. I did say I get to spit down your throat, and that was poorly phrased. That was inartful. What I meant to say is I have to spit down your
no.
throat. It's not a it doesn't bring me pleasure.
You may not spit.
I have to spit down your throat. Okay, it's a deal.
You may not.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, you're on the air.
That's a great ending to our little show.
Hello, I'm calling from a time zone.
Which time zone
Everyone's
are you in?
Everyone's calling from a time zone.
No, this guy's in a time zone. Which time zone are you in?
I wanted to ask, am I allowed to lie about what time zone
no,
I'm in?
No, no. And in fact, we're going to be able to check on, we're going to be able to verify, right?
Yeah.
So don't even think about lying.
What time zone are you in?
Central.
No, I challenge.
All right.
Okay, what's it like outside? Look out the window. How bright is it? 1 to 10.
It's dark. I give it a 2.
Is that true, Ken? Is it dark in Central Time Zone?
The moon is humongous.
Wait, is it true the moon is out already in the Central Time Zone?
Yeah, it could be. What time is it?
Oh, that's the question.
5:13.
Oh.
Okay, he wins. We got Central U.S. Where are you located? Where are you located?
Exactly. I'm in Nashville right now.
Nashville, okay.
Okay. Okay, that's one, Ken.
And
well played,
Ken. What's your name?
Oh, what do you care?
My name's Rob.
Rob, okay.
Oh, I guess they have to give their name to verify. It doesn't count unless there's a name?
Yes. That's what I was going
okay.
for.
Okay, so here's how low the bar is on our little radio show, right? Okay. You have to be able to dial 10 digits, and you have to be able to tell us what time it is.
Yes.
That's where we are.
And your name.
Yes. Good luck, listeners. Good luck.
Oh, for crying out loud, who the hell is calling me? Jesus. Hi, you're on the air.
I can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either.
I'll tell you why that's funny.
What time zone are you in?
I am in a time zone. I am in Australian Eastern. I'm in Melbourne.
Wow.
What time is it currently?
Let me check. Big end.
Melbourne.
10:14 a.m.
10:14 a.m. Okay.
Yep.
Wait a minute. If this guy is from Australia, wouldn't he have an accent, Ken?
He does have an accent.
Oh. Yeah. Well played. Well played, Ken.
10:14 a.m.
Yeah, it's early. It's 10:15 now.
No, it's 10:15. That was exciting. We just heard the minute. Yeah, time flies when you're listening to WFMU.
My time zone map is wrong.
How? It's not a very good map then, is it?
Yeah, my time zone map tells me that Melbourne is 11 hours ahead.
Daylight savings time. We're in daylight savings. So
You didn't factor that in.
Plus 11. I've got more facts.
What's your name?
I'm Steve.
Hey, Steve.
It's Steve. Okay, so well done, Ken. So, Ken, your magic number is 14.
Thank you, Steve.
Right?
Yeah.
Anything less than 14, I spit down Ken's throat.
No, you do
not. Yes, I do. At 6:55. Ken, that raises the stakes. It makes it very dramatic.
The agreement was you would give WFMU $700, not spit down my throat.
I honestly think even fans of the show, even fans of the station, Ken, would rather have me spit down your throat.
You know, there's a lot of weird anomalies in this time zone map. Like India is on the half-hour mark. There's a lot of places on the half-hour mark.
Wait, is that going to count as one of your time zones?
Yeah.
If the time zone split?
Yeah.
So there's more than 24? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there are more than 24.
Well, I'm sorry.
Look at what a mess this is.
It is. Wait, I'm so sorry. Shouldn't the number be higher than 14?
No!
You know what I think?
What?
I know you're going to deny it, but I have a strong feeling I'm right.
Yeah.
You want me to spit down your throat.
No, I do not.
Yes, I think you
do. There's no way.
I think you do.
Iran is on the half-hour mark.
Hell yeah. Hey, if Cole's from Iran, between executions.
I believe there's parts of the United States that don't subscribe to daylight savings time also.
You mean the time, the time is constant there?
Yeah, and I also think there might be a couple of towns in the United States that are on the half-hour mark.
Wait, so there's actually...
Isn't that weird that an entire country will put itself on the half-hour mark?
But, Kenny, that means that there's more, substantially more than 24 hours.
Well, it's divided more or less into 24 slices. Hi, you're on the air.
If Ken doesn't hit his number, if Ken doesn't hear from 14 different time zones, I'll be spitting down his throat at 6:55.
Hi, you're on the air.
I don't want to do it.
Stop talking and start answering calls.
Yeah, no kidding.
Sorry, Madam President.
Yes. And don't forget to check Zoom just in case. I'm just calling to help move the show along. But I'm also calling to ask if you will give me special presidential privileges and let me do something by proxy, because I have been Facebook texting with a friend of mine who lives in Hong Kong. And he would call, but he has to take care of his wife who just fell.
Andy, what do you say?
How far did the wife fall? Like, how many feet?
I did not ask that question.
Well, what, can you get back to us before 7 o'clock?
She has to change her bandages and make breakfast. So I guess she fell yesterday.
So
she's very grumpy, and you can't let a wife be grumpy, Andy.
Yeah, happy wife, happy life.
Exactly.
Oh, that's not true, though. I've found some exceptions to that.
To the happy wife, happy life?
Yeah.
You know, okay, get time zones.
Okay, we will.
So you're in the West Coast time zone.
I am, yeah.
And what time is it there?
3:18.
That's correct. Thank you, Pam.
Okay.
You know what Beth says? Happy wife, happy life. Happy husband doesn't rhyme with anything. That's kind of a cute little thing. Hey, by the way, speaking of Bethy, we should thank her. This is her idea.
Yeah.
Without her suggestion, I probably wouldn't be spitting down Kent's throat in 35 minutes.
You're not spitting down my throat.
You think you're going to hit 14. You're that confident.
We do have a Zoom window, and I put the Zoom link on the 7-second delay newsletter.
You mean so people could Zoom?
If people can't call, they can Zoom in.
Yeah. But we have to confirm your time zone, and we do that by asking you, what time is it there?
Yeah, right, you know what I realized I was wrong about Melbourne is that it's hours off of Greenwich Mean Time. It's not hours off of us.
Oh, of course.
We are not the center of the time universe. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's easy. It's easy to forget that. So, have you ever visited Greenwich in England?
No,
that must be interesting.
Have
huh?
you?
No, I avoid interesting places. I heard it was very interesting.
Yeah, see, there's Greenwich. Zero.
Yeah.
It says zero right there. Amazing.
Okay.
And what about this little sliver up there in the Greenland Sea?
What the hell is that? It must be a little island there that they caught, right, that they had to catch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, Ken.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm calling from Indonesia. China time zone. Have you caught that yet?
No, we don't have that. Where are you exactly?
Samut Sakhon, Thailand.
Wow. And what time is it there?
6:20 a.m.
Okay, hold on. We're going to confirm that. Ken, check your little map. Confirm that he's reading his clock correctly.
Yep, that's right.
May I ask, just for confirmation, the little hand on your clock, what two numbers is it between?
No, he said it's 6:20 a.m.
Well, no, but this will confirm it. This
the
is
little
like,
hand is between 6 and 7.
That's exactly right. So he is exactly 12 hours behind us.
And what's your name?
My name is Chris.
He's 12 hours ahead of us, not behind.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I said 6, and I got it exactly wrong.
12 hours.
I said 6 hours, and I said behind.
He's 12 hours ahead of us.
So he thinks he's better than us.
He's in the future.
Do you think you're better than us?
Future.
Yeah.
What's happening tomorrow, Chris?
Yeah. How's the stock market?
Well, here it's hot.
Oh, hey, it's going to be hot tomorrow.
Well, it's hot. He's in Indonesia.
Oh, I see. Good point. Well,
are you in Indonesia or are you in Thailand?
Thailand.
Oh, Thailand. Okay.
And what do you do there for a living? Let's say, for example, you wanted to pay your landlord rent.
I run like a consulting firm. It's like outsourced, like cheap labor, basically, for the U.S.
Yeah.
And it looks like Myanmar is on a different time zone than Thailand. What's their problem?
So you're
are they half? Is it a half?
Yeah, it's a half thing.
So you're catfishing little old Jewish ladies here in the West. Is that what you're saying?
Basically, yes.
Yeah.
You're doing God's work, Chris.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they don't know what to do with all their money.
Well, thank you, Chris.
Okay.
All right, we're doing pretty well.
I know.
With the time zones.
Wait a minute. I should encourage people to not call. If you're fans of co-hosts spitting down the throats of their other co-host, you want to hold off on the call.
Spitting down my throat.
You'll find out. Oh, it'll become very, very clear. Let me tell you something, Ken. At 5 minutes to seven, you won't be asking, what do you mean by spitting down my throat?
Hi,
it'll be very, very clear to you.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello,
hello?
You're on the air. Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening. Where are you located?
I'm near London.
Near London. Wait, are you near Greenwich? Are you in the same time zone as Greenwich?
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
I am. Greenwich Mean Time, yeah. But
so it is 0 o'clock there. You look at your clock right now, it's zero.
It's always zero.
No, not exactly.
What time is it there, Kenny?
Well,
23 minutes past 11.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we're in this weird moment now where the United States has gone into daylight savings time, but I believe England has not. Right? So we're like 5 hours.
We're back to winter time since last weekend.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. That's when we did it.
So it's 11:24 there.
In the future.
In the future.
Yeah. And what's your name, sir?
Yeah. Andrew.
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 It's a beautiful, beautiful name. You know, it's very dark here in New York City, but I'll bet it's super, super dark in England because it's 5-6 hours darker. Well, the night is progressed. You can only imagine how dark it is there.
It doesn't get, you know, once you reach a certain level.
Yes, go on. Yes.
Darkness.
Yes, go on. Yes.
It no longer continues to get darker and darker. There's it's like It's like terminal velocity.
I see.
Terminal darkness.
I see. And have we hit that here?
We have.
So you're saying that his view from his window is similar to our view. It's dark. It's the same.
Well,
it's the same.
I'm saying we're probably at the same level of darkness.
But he's looking at different constellations and stars, assuming that the skies are clear.
Yeah, well, if he's in London,
yes,
he's got a lot of city lights. London's
No, he's not in London.
He's outside of London. He's like 40 miles outside of London.
Yeah,
he's not in London.
Where are you, Andrew?
Yeah, he's like 40 miles. He's north of London.
I'm in Buckinghamshire.
He's in Buckinghamshire.
Halfway
that's
London and Oxford.
Yeah, that's about 45, 50 miles from London.
You don't know.
Buckinghamshire.
You know nothing, Andy Breckman.
Yeah, he's close.
Please.
All right,
please.
Thanks, Andrew.
Oh, I know. Because I sometimes act dumb, like for comedic effect, you think I'm an idiot.
We need 9 more time zones.
No, I'm raising the bar.
Hi, you're on the
air.
You
can't go at 14 because it's about 30 different time zones.
Hi, what time zone are you in?
I am in the Eastern time zone.
Excellent.
Oh, he's a neighbor. He's here.
And okay,
yes,
just to make sure you're not
Walker,
you're,
New Jersey.
Just
yeah.
Where? Chatham?
Tawako.
Oh, Tawako, New Jersey.
Hey, I heard a very funny story about Tawako, New Jersey.
What was it?
Oh, you don't believe me? You don't believe I heard a funny story?
I would like to hear
No, just trust me. You make me so mad.
I'd like to hear the funny story.
You don't need to hear the funny story. I'm telling you, I heard a funny story.
What's your name,
just
caller?
Just move on, Ken.
This is Mark.
Mark, yeah, Mark.
Hey, Mark, have you ever heard a funny story about Tawako, New Jersey?
No, I can't.
So Mark would like to hear it as well.
I'm not going to tell it, but because he
lives there.
I'm very offended that you didn't believe me. What is it? Like, you don't believe me. I can't believe there's never been a song written about Tawako.
6:26
Because
PM.
60% of the words in the English language rhyme with Tawako.
I don't know. That's not the
case.
That's
a fact.
It's not a fact at all.
Shut up. It's one of those wrong facts.
Name one word that rhymes with Tawako. See?
Morocco.
Morocco. Okay, well, that's a place.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or it's not a word? Places don't count as words?
No, it's...
That's the new rule?
I would like to get a call from Morocco.
Oh, man, I would too.
Oh, no, they're in the same time zone as England. Well, thank you, Mark.
You got it. Hey, Ken.
Hey.
Hey, I donated. And the Hellraiser for
great.
The first time.
Oh, hey.
Thank you so much.
That means the world
You're
to
welcome.
Us, doesn't it, Kenny?
Come to the record fair this weekend. I'll give you a big hug.
All right.
Okay.
Don't know if I can, but I'll look for you if I can.
Try.
That's the incentive everyone's waiting for. Yeah. Hey, honey, I'm going to New York. A 67-year-old man is going to hug me.
Not 67.
And then he's going to sell me some old vinyl records.
I'm not selling vinyl. And... I'm not 67.
Come to the record fair. You get a big hug from
Ken. Look at in the North Pacific, there's a whole bunch of weird time zones.
You going to hit any of those? There's got to be some islands,
like
right?
Guam and the North Marianas.
Wait, we got a call from Guam once.
We did, yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, can I give you a tip to weed out the fakers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Am I out there now?
Yep.
Yeah, ask them for their postal code.
Oh, ooh, nice.
Yes.
Good idea.
That
yes.
way you can weed out some liars. And you can
yes, good idea. The only way they could cheat then is if they went on the internet.
Yeah, and that's going to take them.
And that's going to take them. Yeah, that could take them up to 30 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
What so, time?
You know, if they have to think about it, then, you know they're probably.
Yeah, what time zone are you in?
I'm stuck in New York traffic right now.
Yeah, he's with us.
Oh,
Ken.
You're with us. Okay.
He has not moved the needle. So if you're just tuning in, this is my wife Beth's idea, so we thank her for that. We blame her for that.
We've heard from 6 time zones.
And Ken's...
heard in the United States, we haven't heard from Mountain Time yet. So if you're in Denver, Salt Lake City, somewhere like that, we could use to hear from somebody in Mountain Time, Calgary.
Ken and I have a little friendly bet going. Ken thinks he can hear from 14 different time zones before 7 o'clock. I say he's not going to make it. And if, in fact, I'm right, if he doesn't make it, I'll be spitting down his throat.
That's not true. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I heard you wanted people to call from different faraway places.
Yeah.
So I'm not from Morocco, but I'm in Tel Aviv.
Nice!
Oh, there you go.
Let's see.
I think I know who we're talking to.
Who?
Do I know who we're talking to?
This is the mayor of Tel Aviv.
That's exactly right. This is my favorite nephew.
Hello,
Yeah.
I'm trying. Well, wow. Interestingly, they didn't put... Oh, there it is. There it is. Okay, what time is it in Tel Aviv?
It's 1:30 in the morning, and I'm bothering my roommate.
Nice.
So I can go to sleep.
You know, Joshy, when Joshy says he's the mayor of Tel Aviv, he's not that far off.
This is Josh?
Yeah. It's not that big an exaggeration.
I don't know about that. But thanks to my favorite radio show in the whole world, and I hope you have a great day. And
this is your son, Josh?
No, this is my nephew.
Oh, your nephew. You have a nephew named Josh?
Yeah. Why? That's not allowed? What the hell's wrong with you? Why is that astonishing?
You have a son named Josh.
Yeah. Your threshold of being astonished is so low, I don't know how you survive a day.
So,
your threshold of astonishment, it's quite the talk around Tel Aviv.
It certainly is. I can't imagine.
So this is Reese's son?
Yes, this is Reese's son.
Josh. And you have a son named Josh also.
Yes.
You and your sister each had a son with the same name.
Well, we didn't compare notes. We don't talk a lot. And,
right.
And so there was a little bit of a miscommunication.
Who had the Josh first?
I don't even know that. We really don't talk that much.
Josh in Tel Aviv, how old are you?
I'm 27.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
now.
I don't know what's
I'm
going on.
I'm completely confused.
All right, well.
Look, the important thing is you're astonished again.
Yeah. Thanks, Josh, and enjoy Tel Aviv.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Next year in Jerusalem.
There you go.
Am I right?
He's been there too. He really is. A great guy.
Who had a kid named Josh first? You or your sister? Is that your brother's?
Yeah. Oh, that's it. That's my brother's son. That must be it.
That's David's son?
Yeah. That's David's son.
Then why did you and your brother each have a kid named Josh?
He did it. My son Josh was born first. He named his son Josh out of spite.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, just to annoy me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, hola.
Hola.
Andy.
Que pasa?
You guys
Miguel.
Are
Miguel.
Don't
Miguel.
Donde está el baño, Miguel?
It's nearby. I fell asleep and I just woke up.
Es aquí?
It's 3 in the morning here.
It's 3 in the morning? No, it can't be exactly 3 in the morning, my friend.
No, I said it's 12:30 in the morning.
That's not exactly right. There it is, 12:32.
12:32 a.m., and where are you located, Miguel?
The next day, the day after your day.
Are you in Spain?
Guajardo in the southern coast of Spain.
South of Spain. Oh, you're right on the Mediterranean there. It must be beautiful there.
Muy bonita.
Wait, hold on. Wait, muy bonita. Hold on.
Muy bonita.
Muy, I can do this.
It means
very, I understand.
Very beautiful.
Very, muy is very, yeah. And then bonita, that's a tough one.
Yeah, no, that means beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Miguel.
And Andy Beckman is muy loco.
Hold on. And I'm going to look that up. If that's an insult, I'm coming after you, buddy. You're not safe anywhere on the planet.
Okay, what does it mean?
Muy loco. I'm going to look it up later.
Okay.
And believe me, I can reach out anywhere on the planet. I have people everywhere.
No, Ken was in Spain because we've been having this little email back and forth about it.
Love Spain.
I've never been. Have I ever been?
Ken
cannot stand flamenco. And I was just trying to...
Well, that's because I had flamenco. I had flamenco shoved down my throat for 3 solid days. I stupidly went to a flamenco festival in Sevilla.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Mm. Would you say this story is about half over?
No, it's flamenco? Over.
Oh,
it's
it is?
Over.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Thank you, Miguel. All right. We have heard from 8 time zones. Only 16 to go.
No more. It's probably the most frightening moment in the world when a friend of yours starts telling a flamingo story. You don't know how long they're going to go. You know it's going to be horrible and boring. You know your time's about to be wasted.
Yeah, it's not flamingo.
What is it, Ken?
Flamenco.
Is that true?
Yeah.
With a C? Wait, there's a C in the middle of the word?
Flamingo is a bird.
Yes.
Flamenco
is the dance?
Is a dance.
Flamenco. Oh, I've been. Oh, I'm only 70 years old. I'm learning something new.
Flamenco is the dance.
I thought it was the same word my whole life.
Wow.
You learn something every day, and unfortunately, that's what I learned today.
Hi, you're on the air.
Damn, I thought I'd learned something better than that.
Hi, this is Peter in Colorado.
All right, okay. Colorado Mountain Time.
Wait, how many, what time is it there, Peter?
4:34.
Can that be right?
4:34 p.m. He's behind
us. Is it getting darker? What would you say? It's dusk? How would you describe it right now?
It's almost dusk.
Almost dark
dusk.
Dark in a half hour. Is that true, Ken? Can you confirm that?
That's true, yeah. Nice, Peter. Thank you.
What number is that?
Thanks for checking in from the mountain time.
Okay. If you're just checking in, Ken and I have a little bet. He thinks he can hear from 14 time zones in 1 hour.
5 to go. We need to hear from Greenland.
If he doesn't make it by 6:55, okay, that's 20 minutes, okay. I will spit down his throat.
Love to hear from anybody in Brazil.
Yeah, me too.
We haven't heard from anybody in Hawaii, haven't heard from anybody in Alaska.
Do you have listeners in Hawaii?
Yep.
Do you have listeners in Alaska?
Halifax. We could hear from Halifax or... Nova Scotia.
Okay, well, they would be 1 hour or so ahead of us, right?
Yep, an hour ahead of
us.
Yep. Japan, did we hear from Japan? Oh, Japan's in the same time zone as, or is it, as Melbourne? No!
So Japan would be new?
Yeah, Japan would be new.
Would put another a point on the board?
China would be new. India would be new. Kazakhstan would be new. Phone number here is 201-209-9368.
What other time zones are you missing? I don't think you're going to make it.
We've covered, man, Europe.
Wait, Ken.
Yeah.
How about we do this? If you don't hit 14, of course I will be spitting down your throat, but let's do it at the record fair. Let's do it Saturday at noon on stage.
No, thank you.
Yes.
There is no
Ken.
No. You're not spitting down.
Think of the tickets we'd sell.
You're not spitting down my throat.
The show will last from 12 noon to 12:01. A very short show.
The Maldives, Madagascar. Here we go. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, calling from Halifax.
Halifax.
Done and done.
That's it, out here in the Atlantic.
What's your name?
David.
David, and what time is it over there in Halifax?
I don't know. It's like 7:30. 7:37.
Is that true?
You go.
There
That's
it is.
True.
It's
That's
1 hour.
It.
1 hour ahead. I have my other nephew Josh, lives in Halifax.
Wait a second.
Yes, Ken. Yes.
Thank you, Halifax.
You have a question? Yes.
So your sister and your brother,
yes,
and you,
yes,
all named kids Josh.
You don't like that name?
It just makes no sense that you would all name your kid the same name.
Well, if you're, I know what you're asking. How do you tell the difference when you're writing their names on Hanukkah presents? How do they know which gift goes to who? Is that what you're asking?
No, that's not what I'm asking.
That's what that seems to be the biggest question you have.
We need to hear from people in Perth, Australia, Brisbane, Australia, Sydney, Tasmania, oh, New Zealand. That would be great to hear from anybody in New Zealand. Hawaii.
I don't think we're going to make it.
Sakhalin Island, Siberia.
I'm not saying, I am not phrasing it, I'm phrasing it very carefully. I'm not saying I get to spit down your throat.
Iran.
It's not going to bring me joy. I'm not looking forward to it. In fact, in some ways, I'm probably dreading it as much as you. I'm saying I have to spit down your throat. If you don't hit 14, because a deal is a deal. Our word is our bond.
Any soldiers in Saudi Arabia?
There you go. And right, anyone serving in Saudi Arabia?
Iraq?
Yeah, anyone
Syria,
in Iraq?
Any
yeah.
members of ISIS?
Oh, I know the military, our boys out in the Middle East. I know all they want to do is listen to us, you
any
and
members
me.
Of the Muslim Brotherhood over there in Yemen? Thank you for your service.
Yeah.
Phone number here is 201-209-9368. Let's check Zoom. Let's see if somebody's trying to Zoom in.
Yeah.
And the answer is no.
Perfect. Well done. I would say 80% of the questions Ken asks, the answer is
one,
no.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
But he never gets tired.
We've hit 10 time zones.
He is so optimistic. You got to love the guy.
We need more time zones.
Keeps getting up off the mat. Oh, my God, Ken, 15 minutes. In 15 minutes, I'll be spitting down Ken's throat. He will not have achieved 14 time zones. Ken, you better work fast, buddy.
Yeah, we've heard from all the United States time zones. And
who else
I
are think, you looking for?
And I believe we've also, that means we've covered Canada and Mexico as well.
How many
well.
More do you need for 14?
We need 4 more.
It ain't going to happen.
Only 4 more time zones.
But you have already plucked the low-hanging fruit.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, you've taken all the easy ones.
Finland. We could use a call from Finland or Belarus. Oh, Latvia, my homeland of Latvia.
Finland. We could use a call from Finland. That's a sentence I don't think has ever been uttered.
Oh, I believe it has.
I don't think it has ever been uttered. I'm going to repeat it.
Ukraine.
Finland. We could use a call from Finland.
Well, there's a Monty Python song which has a chorus which goes, Finland.
Yes.
The place that I quite want to be. Not too distant from Russia. Not too far from Paris. Finland is for me. You don't know that song?
Well, I do now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Papua New Guinea.
Ken, give it up. Ken, it's over.
Argentina.
Ken, you gave it a real shot. You have nothing to be ashamed of.
Eastern Brazil, Western Brazil.
Where did you top out at, Ken?
Venezuela.
The wind has stopped. Your sails are just hanging.
Colombia, Ecuador, Peru.
Ken, you're adrift in the middle of the ocean.
Chile.
You have no more momentum.
Any of those weird Pacific time zones.
That's not going to happen. You better give the number out again.
201-209-9368. I only need 4 more time zones.
Well, that ain't going to happen. You've hit all the easy ones. You went through it all. Or isn't there another explanation, Ken? There are people out there. They're yeah. hovering over the phone. They yeah. could call.
Yeah.
They'd rather have me spit down your throat.
No.
Isn't that possible?
Nope.
Here we go.
Why would you need to spit
down? I don't need to. I have to. We made a deal. We shook hands.
Remind you that.
We shook hands.
There's other ways.
This is our deal.
Here we go. Number 11 coming
up.
No. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Max from Japan.
All right, Max. Max in Japan. Where are you located in Japan, Max?
I'm located in Kanagawa.
You're up north. You're in the mountains.
Rather than go to work.
Yeah, no, you're in the mountains. I hear it's beautiful there.
And what time is it over there in Japan?
It is right now 8:42.
That's excellent. Exactly right, isn't it, Ken?
8:42 tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think you're better than us, right?
Thank you, Max.
Because you're ahead of us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
And
right,
I salute your service. Andy doesn't.
No.
Andy, you're not in the military?
No, I'm just working.
Oh, I salute that service.
Are you 100% sure you're not in the military?
I am 100% sure okay, then. Not in the military.
Okay, then.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Max. Moving on to number 12. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, my name is Dave.
Hey, Dave, where are you located?
I'm located in New Jersey, but I'm on Pierre Standard Time.
Pierre Standard?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know Pierre Robert, the DJ in Philly?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had his own time zone.
Oh, he just passed away. Really? Did he have his own time zone?
Yeah, he's always 30 minutes late, so I'm 30 minutes behind.
All right, so he's...
We're not counting that.
What time is it? So
No.
So it's like 7:13 where you are?
6:13. I'll be there in half an hour.
Oh, 6:13, okay.
No. You can't just have these artificial, made-up, funny old time zones.
You grew up with that guy, Andy.
What station was he working
at? WMMR.
That's my station.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't mean it's a legitimate thing. It's a joke.
He just died.
It's what we call a private joke.
Don't you have any respect for the dead?
How dead is he? Would you say he's very, very dead?
Ask Dave.
Yeah, he's pretty dead, unfortunately.
Has anyone poked him with a stick, a sharp stick? Has anyone put a mirror under his nose?
I believe somebody did, yeah.
Then he's dead.
Yeah, he is dead.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean...
I'm going from beyond.
I don't mean that.
Have some respect for Pierre. What is it? Pierre Raymond? What was his last name?
Pierre Robert. Robert.
Pierre Robert.
Now, let me ask you something. Is WMMR, my hometown station, is that still broadcasting?
Yeah. Pierre Robert just died.
They have a different philosophy than you do.
Oh, what's that?
They play music that everyone enjoys listening to.
Why do they do that?
I don't know, just to be contrary.
Their most popular DJ died anyway.
Yeah. I guess they don't know what you learned years ago. You don't have to do that.
No, you don't.
WFMU, where if you don't like what you hear, just hang on for 10 minutes.
Thanks, Dave.
You'll hear something worse.
Oh, we could use a call from St. John's off of Newfoundland.
That's what I was trying to say. Got to get, because they're 3.5 hours difference.
Right. Is that where you are?
No, I'm not. I was just saying, beg from somebody from Newfoundland, please.
Yeah, Newfoundland, St. John's, where are you located? Did we already
come? No, I'm in Toronto, so I'm in the same as you, so forget me.
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah, but.
St. John's, Newfoundland.
You know what? You're already forgotten. I'm going to take your advice.
They're on the half hour mark.
You wanted me to forget you?
It's amazing how many places are on the half-hour plan. Iran, India, Australia, Adelaide, Australia. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. We only need two more time zones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, two more. Just two more. Come on. Mauritius, Reunion, the Seychelles Islands, Angola. Yeah, we haven't heard from Algeria, Niger, Chad, Nigeria, Cameroon.
I have a nephew in Cameroon.
Josh? Is his name Josh?
Yeah, Joshua. Yeah, that's his legal name. Yeah, Joshua.
Let's see, the West Indies. We already heard from, I think we've already covered the West Indies. But Newfoundland.
You know what? I actually have to make a phone call. What do I do?
Do it right now.
Should I wait till 7?
No, make your phone call right now. Let us hear it on the air.
That's not going to happen.
It's about your little TV show.
No, a friend of mine in L.A. wants to hear me spit down your throat.
No.
So I'll wait 10 minutes.
Not going to happen.
Well, you think you're going to hit 14?
St. Petersburg or Moscow? Anybody
it's
listening
gonna be so
there?
Sweet.
Turkey, Iraq, Baghdad.
I know you're worried about me, Ken, but I have plenty of saliva. I'm going to be fine. I can spare a little saliva, so don't worry about me.
The Maldives? Oh, yeah, the Maldives practically have their own time zone. Not the same as India.
How big is your listening pool in Maldives?
I don't know. Not.
So flamingo is the bird.
Right, flamingo is the bird.
And flamenco.
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 Right. It's Ingo and Anko. Flamingo, flamenco.
Man, the chicks must love you in Madrid.
And you know...
If you know the difference between a bird and the dance, that's fantastic. You must kill them in Madrid.
And you know what flamenco meant when flamenco was invented?
Yes, I do. You don't have to tell me.
No, you don't.
I do.
You clearly don't.
Don't waste your time. I know what it means. You
because
don't
it's actually interesting.
And welcome to WFMU, where the word interesting has to be preceded by the word actually.
checking on Zoom. Nope, nobody trying to Zoom in.
You're not going to make it.
Phone number here is 201-209.
Very exciting.
9368.
If Ken doesn't hit 14, I'll be spitting down his throat in 7 minutes.
Hey, you haven't asked about the Jersey City mayoral election yet.
Oh, no, was there a election yesterday?
Yes, there was.
Was the incumbent running again?
Nope.
No? So do we have a new mayor then?
Afraid not. No new mayor yet.
Wait, oh, you mean it's that close?
It's going to a runoff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Our councilman, James Solomon,
okay,
is taking on former New Jersey dead gay governor James McGreevy. Remember James McGreevy?
I do. He's running for mayor of Jersey City?
Yeah.
And he didn't win?
He did not win, but he's in the runoff.
I can't imagine more name recognition, but I guess a lot of that name recognition is kind of negative name recognition.
Well, I suppose so. Yeah, because he not only came out as gay while he was pretending to be straight, but he was also taking state money.
And giving it to his Israeli boyfriend.
To his boy toy.
Yeah, his boy toy. His security guard boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh, hey, number, here we go. Here we go. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hello.
He's not from anywhere.
Where are you from?
Oh, my God.
He ain't from anywhere.
I'm from New York.
Yeah, right. Okay. There you go.
Please.
Okay, you better take another call, Kenny.
Yeah, we already have the New York time zone.
Why the hell would you?
Hi, you're on the air.
My name's Stuart Goldberg in Albuquerque, Mountain Time Zone.
Oh, yeah, we got Mountain Time Zone.
That's been
already
checked off, 201-209-9368.
But it looks like Phoenix is in a different time zone. Is that right, from the rest of the map?
Yeah, that's in the L.A. time zone.
We
hit the West Coast too.
How short are you, Ken? How many do you need?
We need two more.
It ain't gonna happen, buddy. You have 5 minutes.
201-209-9368.
Fans of Jews spitting down the throat of other Jews. You don't want to miss what happens in 5 minutes.
Greece. Anybody in Athens?
That's a separate time zone. That's a unique time zone.
Yeah, Greece, Bulgaria, Romania, Ukraine, Belarus. The Balkans,
201-209.
Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania.
201-209-9368.
Finland.
Yeah, good. Good luck, buddy. Good luck. Hey, you want to hear a man drowning on the radio?
Brazil.
Tune in. 201-209-9368.
Brazil or Chile or Argentina, Bolivia.
He's not waving. He's drowning.
Colombia. Peru.
Goodbye, Radio Boy. There he goes. Going down for the third time.
Radio Boy.
Yeah.
I love that name.
I know you do. Yeah. 201-209-9368. It ain't going to happen. You came up short, buddy.
Andy Breckman, man, and Radio Boy.
You know, you hit half. You hit 50%, Ken. Nothing to be ashamed of. Assuming there are 24 more or less, right?
Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
That's also on the half-hour plan.
Say Sri Lanka again.
Sri Lanka.
Say it three times and all your wishes will come true.
Sri Lanka, Sri Lanka, Sri Lanka. I was there.
I lied about the wishes. Just wanted
to... Was it incredible?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was in Colombo.
Yeah.
And Kandy.
I want to hear all about it. And not tonight. Another time.
Oh, God.
It ain't going to happen.
Afghanistan, Pakistan, Kyrgyzstan.
Ken, just lie on the counter and open your mouth. Just lie down.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, my God. It'll be over in a minute. Oh, my God. What a baby.
Here we go. Here we go. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm trying to help you guys out. I'm here in Newark, New Jersey.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
But, however, I'm with the woman who's from Georgia. I just heard you needed somebody from that time zone, and she's always talking to somebody on the phone.
Well, have her
call us from
as close as you're ever gonna get.
Have her call us from Georgia.
Have her cousin Joshua give us a call.
No, there's no Joshua. You don't have a cousin Joshua.
No, I have a nephew Joshua. He used to live in Georgia.
In the
country, yeah.
Former Soviet Union, Georgia.
Yeah, he got out.
Yeah.
He got out when the gun was good.
Oh, okay, that's good. I'm happy for him.
Kenny.
Yeah.
I love you, buddy.
Perth.
Yeah, keep saying the word Perth, Kenny.
Perth.
Perth in Australia? That's a different time zone?
Yeah.
It is?
Dunedin, New Zealand.
Give the number again. You have 4 minutes.
Christchurch. Sydney, Australia, Brisbane, Australia.
201-209-9368. Hey, we covered half the globe. Nothing to be ashamed of.
No, not at all. Bali.
Ken, imagine you and me having nothing to be ashamed of.
Manila. It's hard to imagine.
It is hard to imagine.
Yeah.
That's right. Well,
come on, New Zealand.
First time for everything.
It's tomorrow already. You have no excuses.
Oh, there's your call.
It's not the middle of the night. Hi, you're on the air.
Sydney, Australia. Brisbane.
Hi, are you in New Zealand?
9368.
Hey, hello.
Hey, Kenny.
It's Finland calling, am I right?
No, it's the West Indies. This is Eric in St. Croix. That's time zone Atlantic, -4.
Oh, what time is it there?
It's 7:53 p.m.
7:53. Oh, I think we already got that time zone. I'm being, got to be honest.
That's part of Venezuela,
yeah.
Bolivia, Chile. You got it?
Okay. Yeah, we got it from Nova Scotia.
You're coming up too short. Yeah. That is so painful.
I'm being honest. I'm just trying to be honest here.
We're trying to hear from every time zone on the planet.
Namibia?
Yeah, Namibia. Say it again, Ken.
Namibia, Botswana.
Yeah, you say it three times, your skin clears up.
Zimbabwe.
Yeah,
Malawi. Mozambique. Remember the Bob Dylan tune about Mozambique?
I do.
Yeah.
Man, we haven't gotten a call from Zimbabwe in a while.
From where, Andy?
Zimbabwe.
Are you inventing countries again?
Yeah.
Zimbabwe?
Wait, what? How close am I?
Not close at all. Zimbabwe.
You're talking to a guy that just learned that the dance is not the bird.
We should do a show where I mention
educate me.
Names of countries and you have to guess whether it's a real country or not.
That would be amazing. And then I have to repeat the name 5 minutes later.
Hi, you're on the air.
Greetings, comrades.
Yeah, right.
Oh, is this Sean from St. Petersburg?
Yeah, right.
Igor from Novosibirsk.
That's not going to fly.
Igor, what time zone are you in?
Novosibirsk time zone.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and what time is it there?
He doesn't know, Ken.
6:53 a.m. I just delivered a state-run newspaper.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Your accent just disappeared. I'm sorry.
Kenny.
Kenny,
you're the best.
Trying to be honest.
Can I tell you something? I admire your honesty, right? Yeah, there were a number of times in this hour where you could have bent the rules, right? Yeah, there were some gray areas, some judgment calls.
Absolutely.
But you were absolutely honest. Now, how do you want to do this? I promised our listeners, I promised myself, Ken, that I would be spitting down your throat.
Right.
So how do you want to do it? You want to lie just on the table?
No, I need you to get it sterilized.
Get what sterilized?
Your saliva. So sterilize your saliva and give it to me in a sterile bottle.
You mean spit into a bottle and then boil it.
Get it sterilized.
Just boil it for a while.
Or you could put it in a microwave. Many number
and
of
then
different ways.
And then would you let me drop it down your throat?
Yeah, as long as it's sterile.
Can I go to the microwave right now? Where's your microwave?
Well, no.
Isn't there one on the third floor?
That's not a good enough microwave. That's not a real microwave.
Look at you wiggling off the hook. Look at you, my little fish, my little guppy, wiggling off the hook.
No, you have to get it professionally sterilized. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, man, I'm going to do it.
Hi, you're on the air.
And I'm going to put it in a squirt gun.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm just going to wait. I'm not even going to ask your permission. I'm going to wait for you to laugh or open your mouth.
Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Squirt, squirt, squirt.
Hi, you're on the air. Is this Finland calling?
No, this is Alice Springs, Australia.
Oh, okay. Which time zone are you in Australia? Are you in the same one as Melbourne?
No.
All right.
It's a different one. It's
oh, you're going to make it.
Central Standard Time.
All right. What time is it
and
there?
The time here is 9:27 a.m.
Yes.
Ken, you're at 13. Take another call.
And you're at one of those half-hour ones. Wow, that's
right.
Great. Thank you, Australia.
Okay, Ken, you have 3 minutes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, can you help me?
Yeah,
hear
I can
me.
I can help
yeah.
you.
He said, yeah, can I'm you from hear Finland. Me?
You're from Finland!
Yeah.
Oh, did you appreciate my Finland song? I made it.
Sorry?
Did you hear my Finland song?
I'm going to ask you a question, okay?
Okay.
What is your license plate number? Because I know how Finland registers their cars.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
What is your license plate number on your car?
I don't have a car.
That's correct. Very few people in Finland have cars.
Yeah.
So did you make it, Ken?
I made it.
What time is it there in Finland?
It's 1:58.
1:58 tomorrow.
How you say it in America, with it other round.
Yeah,
other way around.
It's very, very late at night, 1:58 a.m.
Yeah, almost 2 o'clock in the night.
Now, Ken, you hit 14, you hit your mark, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you to Jeremiah. Thank you to Bethy for the idea, Pam, of course, as
and
always.
And thank you to Finland.
But, Ken, now, as a courtesy, I think
Finland.
I know what everybody's asking. You hit your mark, you dodge this bullet.
Yep.
As a courtesy, though, just for the entertainment value, may I spit down your throat?
No.
I said, may I?
No.
Please.
No, you may not.
I said please.
Yeah, I heard you say please. You said please a number of times. But you may not. No.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well
made it.
Well played.
14 time zones. Thank you to Steve in Melbourne, Rob in Nashville, Pam in California, Chris in Thailand, Andrew in London, Mark in Tuaco. Oh, will you tell me the funny joke about Tuaco?
I sure will.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me. Josh in Tel Aviv.
Yeah, my nephew Josh. Nephew three. He's my third Josh.
Miguel in Spain. Peter in Colorado. Our friend in Halifax. Max in Japan. Our friend in at the half hour mark in Australia. And our friend in Finland.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in
New
York City.
This show is a juggernaut. It's an international phenomenon.
And Rockland County at 91.9
FM. Is this the most popular show on your station?
No.
Screw you.
Do you want it to be?
No, I don't care.
It could be.
Couldn't care less. You know what would make it the most popular show on your station? A little throat spitting now and then.
Where did this idea come from? I'm having trouble with Don Fleming's opener.
Do you want to know the real answer to that?
Yeah.
Are you seriously asking?
No.
Where did I get the idea to spit down your throat?
No, I don't care.
In a dream. Wonderful, wonderful dream.
All right, stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming. Start, please.
Call us lucky, you and I, lucky girl, lucky guy. Call us lucky, you and I, lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky. They call me Lucky Mr. Lucky Guy, and you're the reason why.
evening, children. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. And we have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night. Thank you, children.
Sun coming up, see the sun going down, nobody cares about Chippewa Town. When the streams were running clean through the fields of summer green, my daddy made his living off the land. Now there's tears when Papa tells how the hungry oil wells made the earth beneath us turn to sand. Then the white man moved our race to this godforsaken place and told us, Injun, this is where you stay. Though the country was ashamed, they preferred not to be blamed. They ease their mind by hiding us away. See the sun coming up. See the sun going down. Nobody cares about Chippewa Town. In the winter, there's no heat. And we count the food we eat. We barely have enough to keep alive. All we've ever known is scorn in this land where we were born. Day by day, we're fighting to survive. But in 1964, it was me they sent to war so another nation could be free. And I watched my brothers die underneath some foreign sky. Ain't it time that someone fought for me? See the sun coming up. See the sun going down. Nobody cares about Chippewa Town.
about Chippewa
Hi, everybody. Welcome to 21 Lounge. This is Don Fleming.